From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Trump administration officials insisting they are remaining for now in the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed concerns over the deal's verification procedures as well as Tehran's support of terrorism and its ballistic missiles. On Friday, President Trump informed Congress, as required by law, he will not certify Iran is complying with the 2015 agreement. Congress has 60 days to determine if it should impose new sanctions. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said Mr. Trump's decision gives Tehran everything it wants.
They would be able to restart their nuclear program because we would be in violation of the deal. The Europeans would continue to grant them sanctions relief. Their economy would continue to grow, and they would look like the victim in this situation.
None of the other agreement signatories backs the U.S. decision, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged them to work with Washington on the deal's deficiencies.
They're very clear, and they have to be changed. And it's an opportunity that President Trump has created for them to fix this very bad deal, which is dangerous for them, no less than it is for others.
While Iran said it will not renegotiate the deal, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Trump administration would offer a second agreement in parallel with the first. In Liberia, former football star that is George Weah facing off against the Vice President Joseph Boakai. November the 7th, a runoff as the two top vote-getters in the country's presidential election last week, Weah leading the first round with 39%, Boakai 29%, final results expected on October the 25th, total of 20 candidates were vying. This is VOA News. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general election and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Kurz said it is a historic day and a chance for his party to take leadership and make changes in the country. Kurz, Austria's first foreign minister, campaigned on tougher immigration procedures in the wake of the flow of million refugees from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since 2015. Monash University's Natalie Doyle said the election outcome is not surprising.
This election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble.
Austria's far-right Freedom Party also made gains in Sunday's election, giving Kurz the chance to form a coalition. With them are the Social Democrats. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concerns among some of more political turmoil in the country. The president of Spain's Catalonia region told the central government today he wants to suspend initiating steps toward independence for 2 months to start talks with Madrid. Responding to the deadline set for Monday, Carlos Puigdemont wrote in a letter to Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy that for the next 2 months, our main objective is to bring you to the dialogue. Following an independence referendum on October the 1st, Puigdemont said last week he was prepared for Catalonia to go independent, despite a court ruling calling it unconstitutional. South Korea, United States began week-long joint Navy drills today in the waters off the Korean Peninsula, an exercise that North Korea has called prelude to invasion. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson referenced President Trump's tweet when he suggested talking with North Korea is a waste of time, but Tillerson says there is more to the president's point of view.
He supports our diplomatic efforts. We're going to maintain those diplomatic efforts, as I have commented to others. Our diplomatic efforts will continue until the first bomb is dropped.
Tensions have increased among ongoing banned North Korean missile and nuclear tests. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.